Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. This is part one of unilateral shift number one, in which I invite you to discover how a shift toward acceptance versus accountability can change the way you view problem behaviors. This is a lens change. And let me ask you, do you deal with defiance, disrespect, dangerous and destructive behaviors? Adoptive moms often find ourselves navigating an intricate maze of emotions and behaviors like these that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and overstressed and seeking solutions to manage all of this, often through lenses of accountability and control or counter control. So I'm inviting you to make this unilateral shift, the first one in a series of three different shifts for second moms. This one is for a new beginning, embracing acceptance for a more balanced and peaceful home life. So, back to dealing with behaviors and emotions. This is especially true when dealing with the challenging patterns of problem behaviors in our adoptive teenagers, which can have a profound impact on the entire family. It's easy to fall into the common trap of addressing these types of issues through a stringent lens of accountability. So, I don't know if you recognize that in the way you address the behaviors as well as the emotions that you have to deal with in your own household. So think through, as I talk about the accountability lens, think through your own responses and your own thoughts and beliefs regarding responses to your children or your teens' negative behaviors and challenging behaviors. So often our instinct as parents is to lean into accountability. And that's often what types of advice that we're given. Trying to address troubling behaviors through punishment and contrived consequences. So I wonder if you might like to explore a different approach. What if, instead of concentrating solely on accountability, we pivot, shift toward acceptance? First, let's consider the dangers of the accountability lens. Holding our teenagers accountable for their problem behaviors seems logical on the surface. However, in the case of adopted teenagers already struggling with emotional turmoil and now added teenage hormones and all the rest, the reality is that this approach, this accountability approach, can be more harmful than helpful. It can instigate a cycle of tension and rebellion, creating a chasm between you and your child. They may feel judged rather than supported. A parent push for accountability can inadvertently send a message that parental love and acceptance are conditional and based on their behavior, which can be particularly perilous for adopted children who may already struggle with feelings of abandonment and worthiness. It's their perceptions that we're talking about here. Many of us parents strive to teach our children through our often contrived efforts at holding them accountable to understand the consequences of their actions. But with patterns of behavior stemming from trauma, insecurity, internal turmoil, developmental delays, a strict focus on accountability can be ineffective and lead to a dangerous and frustrating cycle for both you and your child, exhausting and leading to feelings of failure for you as a parent. A setup and reinforcement of patterns of triangulation, even with other adults, the other parent, their teachers, or other authority figures. So it becomes a very cyclical thing, and it stirs up more and more and more frustration and more conflict and tension. Teens in turmoil often feel misunderstood and isolated. Parents feel disrespected. Siblings may feel divided loyalties, all creating and deepening emotional barriers. When we switch to an acceptance lens, it not only benefits our children, but also significantly reduces our own stress levels. Wouldn't that be nice? When we shift our perspective in this way, we open ourselves to a deeper understanding of our children and the battles they might be fighting internally. Adopting an acceptance lens nurtures an environment of emotional safety. It allows our children to feel seen, heard, and loved unconditionally, providing them the solid ground they need to navigate their emotions and behaviors. Emotional safety is the cornerstone of trust and connection in relationship. Now, you can produce the space, you can engineer the environment, and you can do your best and your part. You cannot necessarily control their responses, their reactions, and how soon they are able to and willing to receive that unconditional love. But focusing on acceptance and using an acceptance lens rather than strict accountability allows us as mothers to take back control of our spaces and roles within the family. It empowers us to set and maintain personal boundaries without depending on our teen's cooperation or the involvement of other family members. This autonomy is crucial in preserving our well-being and maintaining a balanced household. Now, this is part one. This was going to be such a long episode that I decided to break it up into separate parts. So, I hope that has piqued your interest into this shift into an acceptance lens versus an accountability lens. Listen to the next episode for part two to go deeper into this shift from the accountability lens to an acceptance lens and what that means and doesn't mean for you as a Christian mom in a post-adoptive family. Be sure to follow this podcast also so you don't miss part two of shift one, as well as upcoming episodes on these three unilateral shifts for helping adoptive moms step out of the patterns of problematic behaviors. And for those of you in the Facebook group, please add your takeaways, questions, and comments, and we can continue the discussion over there.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.